The human brain absolutely fascinates me. I think if at any time I was going to be a physician, a scientist, a doctor of any kind, it would have been to study the human brain.
Things we don't have tend to fascinate us.
What are you saying? What are you insinuating? Recently, here in the Wausau area, we had a great fundraiser for Alzheimer's. Rhythm and Brews, right, was the event?
Mm-hmm.
The Rhythm and Brews event. Great fundraiser, good time, a lot of fun. Speaking of Alzheimer's, there's a video making the rounds of a man who's got severe Alzheimer's. And as a result of this circumstance, he lost the ability to speak, except to apparently his most beloved members of the family, the dogs. This guy can still talk to the dogs. It was posted by a woman in Albuquerque named Lisa Abeta. Her father has severe Alzheimer's to the point where he can't talk anymore, but for some reason he can talk to the family dogs. Most of the time it's to his own two dogs, but in the video it shows that Lisa's dog Roscoe brings him a bone, and for a few seconds while he's talking to the dog, he's absolutely fine.
Hmm.
Back to normal, his personality, the whole bit, he's rocking and rolling, and then when the dogs move out of the picture, the effects of Alzheimer's come back.
Hopefully he is dedicated and will be donating his brain to medical research.
Tremendous.
When he passes on, because yeah, certainly that would be very instructional to find out why that's happening.
This is why I was saying the brain absolutely fascinates me. There's a TV show, a half-hour TV show. I'm not sure if they're making any new ones or not, but it's called Brain Games. And it was on, like, the Discovery Channel or the Learning Channel or...
I've seen one of these. These are fascinating because it is like video brain teasers.
Yes, it is absolutely fascinating. I DVR'd the entire series, and we watched them as a family. And it is amazing to see how your brain functions and makes assumptions of the world around you in order to give you the information you need, because there's so much bombarding us that the brain has to learn, I'm going to filter that out, and I'm going to allow that in.
It would be interesting to study Donald Sterling's brain this morning, wouldn't it?
Oh, you are just going to harsh on that.
No. I mean, what they're talking about here is like they're shooting something, and you don't realize that the guy is actually standing on his side, that the camera is turned 90 degrees.
Sure.
So you think you're looking at a man standing up.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, he's suspended by his boots and he's upside down.
Precisely.
You just don't realize it. Your brain processes it as, the guy is standing up.
One of the truly disturbing aspects is, you've probably seen the experiment before, they will have a group of people in a public setting and then a crime will be committed. Someone will get robbed and it'll happen very quickly. And then they gather around all the people that were eyewitnesses and say, what did you see? And almost all the eyewitnesses have a variance of the story.
Yeah.
Sure, the guy had blonde hair. No, he had black hair.
Yeah, he was wearing a black jacket. He was actually wearing a red vest. You know, did he steal? Were there more than one? It's a fascinating, fascinating thing. So the brain just... And, you know, the question of, okay, does the brain house our consciousness?
Well, hopefully it does it better than the movie did this weekend, because the movie didn't do very well, apparently. Transcendence.
Yeah.
I'm seeing nothing but bad reviews. Watching the promos, I thought it would be a good concept.
I did, too.
But apparently, the movie is not very good.
Seeing the promos, it was one that I was thinking, I want to see that. But apparently, I'll wait till it's on video in the dollar bin.
Yeah.
Well, if the brain houses our consciousness, not really. Because our brain cells are replaced.
Mm-hmm.
The matter around our brain regenerates as old cells die. So your brain is not the same from 1 year to the next, or
most
from one
of
stage
us
of
do.
Your life to the next.
Tom, on the other hand.
Well, I was just going to ask you, are you going to donate your body and brain to science?
Why would I donate my body? They already have bounce houses. why?
Maybe figure out a cure for some of these things. You know?
I don't need a cure.
And
I am the cure.
Uh-huh.
The human brain loves novelty.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why, say, if you drive to work the same route every day, eventually you'll find that you don't remember driving to work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain just goes on autopilot.
It's like, it's time to go to work.
Stop sign here, the street, turn here, traffic light, parking lot. The brain processes all of that as same old, same old.
Sure. I found a very interesting video this morning while I was doing show prep of how you can trick your brain and your eye to see better if you don't happen to have your glasses or contacts or whatever. And I posted it on the on my blog. If you take, and it sounds so stupid, but if you take your hand and you make a little teeny tiny hole with your finger and your thumb, almost like you're making a very tight okay symbol, right? And you've just got, if you look through that, then you can see clearer, things in a distance, much clearer. That take your glasses off and try it and see if you can read something.
Trying this now.
Yeah.
Because I'm hopeless without my glasses.
Yeah, a lot of people are. And
oh, that's weird.
Isn't that
awesome?
Because I'm reading
things right here on the console in front of me that I cannot read without the tiny hole, but I can with the tiny hole. By the way, I see that finger gesture in there. That's not very nice.
That's Tom. But isn't that Tom's trying it with his glasses, too. Now, I did it this morning. I blurred my vision on purpose.
Fine. It works, but how you're not going to be able to function this way.
No, this is just a case of an emergency situation or, you know, you lost.
Driving down the road with your hand held up like this. See, this little pinprick of
a hole. Exactly. But if you go to the blog, it's from the desk of Seth Mueller. Go to WSAU.com, hit the media tab. This video explains that what it's doing is it restricts the amount of light coming into your eye so that you're focusing on one thing.
So there's a scientific explanation.
Absolutely a scientific explanation. And last but not least, I posted a video a while back about a guy that did an experiment that if you're too far away from your car and your remote isn't working to unlock your car, place the remote against your head and then do it, and it will give distance.
But it amplifies the electrical output?
And the reason is because water is a excellent conductor, and your skull is filled with mostly water. Your brain's gelatinous, and the fluid that it's in, now yours is probably more like scotch or something. But we were somewhere, and my wife asked, she goes, did you lock the car? And I'm like, well, yeah, of course I did. So while she's looking in the other direction, I pull out my fob and I'm pushing the button and it won't lock. You know, the lights aren't on. So I thought, all right, I'm going to try this. I placed the fob against my head, hit the button,
lights
went up.
Exploded.
No, but the it locked. The lights went on. It was like, wow, that is amazing. It's truly amazing what science has come up with and the newest developments. WSAU, we'll be right back.
Wow, that's quite a bald spot you got there.
Yeah, I know. It's embarrassing.
Hey, well, what are you going to do about it?
I don't know. I'm not sure what I can do.
Have you tried Mogain with Minoxidil?
What is that, grass seed or something?
Nah, you provide the grass seed, and Mogain with Minoxidil will get that bald patch in your yard to fill in perfectly.
Mogain with Minoxidil, when used daily, blocks grass testosterone, the main ingredient that causes bald spots on your lawn, and you're guaranteed to get awesome results.
Oh, so thick and green. I just want to run my fingers through it.
Thanks, Mogain with Minoxidil.
Mogain with Minoxidil is a topical yard treatment that, when used daily, stops bald spots in your lawn. If greenery appears in places it shouldn't be, discontinue use and call a gardener immediately.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.